I just want to say, first of all, I'm very humbled and thankful to be able to be entering this hall with many of the greats that we're in right here. So this is honor. It's an honor and privilege to be here. So I really thank God for this opportunity. So if you guys have any questions, I'm here to answer questions.
Did you? As a young guy coming out of the West Coast, fifth round pick, when you did you ever think you'd be standing here one day in the Packer Hall of Fame?
I did not. I mean, I've actually even as a player, I came here and walked through it before, but never thought this is a surreal moment for me actually to be standing here, because so many times people have told me how I was too small to accomplish anything, just even playing in the NFL. So to be part of an old franchise like the Green Bay Packers and to be a part of the Hall of Fame is truly an honor. So like I said, it's a very surreal moment for me right now.
Who called you? Who told you?
Mike, if I'm right, is it Mike, the president of the Green Bay Packers, of the Hall of Fame, and he called me. I just saw Hall of Fame, and I didn't know, you know, I don't know if I was getting tickets for my family or something. I didn't know what it was for, and he basically told me that you're being inducted, and I was sitting down at the time. I was like, wow. So I didn't know what to think. I was like, wow, that is kind of cool. And so he just kind of told me to keep it on hush, but just wanted to let you know, and told my wife, and she was excited, and I was like, wow. It was just like I said, it was very surreal, and I could see Reggie White, I could see Brett, I could see those guys, but, you know, being a part of that now is kind of cool. So
now you got cut coming out of your first camp, and then got back on the roster, and then suddenly made it back out for the practice squad and just kind of blew onto the scene.
Yeah.
Were you expecting to do that? I mean, you kind of always had – I know you always had confidence.
Well, confidence. I just had good people around me, very thankful. But I was cut by Ron Wolf. I've been cut twice by the team, so it's kind of cool. I got that on my – I was cut and it was put on practice squad, and I was told that I was going to be able to develop and get better and go up against the first team offense and give them a look and everything. But I didn't know my career was going to do what it was doing. Like I said, I couldn't have done it for – I really believe this award that I'm getting, or just this honor, it was a team effort. You know, the coaches, the players, everybody that I played with, the people that believed in me. So.
When you were cut at the beginning of your career, did you wonder, like, am I even going to make it, or is this even going to be a part of my life? I mean, what were your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I worked hard to get to just to get drafted, and I remember crying. I mean, I think I cried a little bit. I don't know. I just remember saying, what am I going to do? I just got me an apartment, you know, and trying to figure out how to get out the lease so I can go back to, you know, to California and figure out what I'm going to do with my life and everything, because I said, man, I just got cut. I mean, and so, but like I said, this is from where I started and from where I am today. It's truly a blessing. A blessing. It was more than I could ever imagine. So.
Any particular game or moment that stands out, that, you know, the biggest in your memory as far as your time?
There's many of them. Like I remember Minnesota the week after my mom passed away. That's I think I had one heck of a game there. The Monday night game with Brett Favre and his dad passing. Playoff game. There's so many games, but those are games that I can think of. Some challenging one, going against Jonathan Ogden, you know, that big giant, and going up against him and giving him a run. So there's a lot of games, but those games I mentioned probably are the ones that stands out as you at this moment. So,
what's your life been like post-career? Because you've been around.
Yes. I live in the area. I live. We made this our home. I feel like Green Bay has been so good to us. Great place to raise a family. I think it's a great family-oriented type of place. So I had three. How many kids I had? Two more kids after leaving the Packers. So it makes it number six. You know, so we got six boys. So my dad moved in shortly after, maybe 2 years after I left the game, and he moved in with me. So he's from Los Angeles coming to Green Bay. So that's been tough, and for him and for us, you know, just trying to adjust and taking care of my father through his health issues and just, you know, helping the kids. And I'm on the board of my kids' school. They go to Providence Academy, so I'm one of the board members, the vice chair, and just trying to help that school, establish that school in the community, and just trying to get more attendance and things of that nature. So I've just been really – I've been busy. Actually, I miss football, because in football I feel like I had breaks. I knew my off season. I feel like it's just nonstop. I'm just working. So this is a cool break, so –
Besides your immediate family, right, when you found out, was there anyone you called and told, like mentors and coaches from the past or anybody?
Well, you know, they told me not to say much, so I didn't know who I could tell. So, but I told my friend, my local friend here, I told my brother, I told him I wanted to tell Akbar because he's a big fan of mine and wanted to let him know the situation. And that was the only people I kind of kept it and told him, hey, don't say nothing. I got to wait until, you know, so it wouldn't leak out or whatever and everything. So those are people I told. So I look forward to talking to more people.